on the phone line now to take a look at what's been happening in the world of the agricultural markets here at the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this 15th day of May 2014 is Dan Zwicker. He's at CGB Enterprises in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good afternoon to you, Dan.
Hi, Todd.
It's been cool and wet, and farmers have not been in the field, but today Chicago decided it should go lower, and I think it may have been led down by corn, but possibly wheat. What do your feelers tell you?
Well, corn and wheat go together, and wheat's been breaking, both corn's been breaking. I think basically where we're at in the market, this is kind of the time of year, about the middle part of May, when the trade kind of looks around and see how planting has gone, at least up to this point. They kind of look at what the weather forecasts are, and then they kind of decide whether or not the crop's going to get planted or it's not going to get planted. And in this case, with the weather forecasts not showing any really extreme situation for the next 30 days or 90 days, and the technical breakdown that basically began to occur after USDA's crop report, it just kind of went into a meltdown mode here today, and both corn and wheat went sharply lower with it. Now, soybeans, I think, are probably in a little better shape fundamentally, but that downdraft in both corn and soybeans, or corn and wheat, was enough to just go ahead and pull the old crop soybeans down with it also.
So what are your support levels? It looks to me like corn might be touching one of those or really close in the lead option July, and it is now the lead because the May contracts all expired this week.
Well, when you look at the July contract, the first major support point, other than the 23, and that kind of gave away yesterday, was a 38% retracement of the winter-spring type rally. That came into play here at 85. We did dip below it a little bit, but we managed to close within 0.75 cents of it. So I still think that is a spot here for the July contract to maybe try to stabilize. We'll have to see what kind of follow-through we get today and tomorrow. But if that doesn't hold, then you've got awfully good support sitting right in this 475 to 473 area. 476 is going to be 38% retracement on the lead futures contract. And 473 is going to be about a 50% retracement point on the individual July contract. So I do think if the areas that we reached here today don't begin to find some support here in the overnight and the early trading tomorrow, then we would probably slip down, you know, into that mid-70s on the July contract.
Much in the way of fear for either the July or December, both, and I think this may be the case, but you'll have to tell me for sure that people will begin to see a head and shoulders top in each of those charts on the weekly?
Well, you could probably read a head and shoulders, but I think for the most part, what people are kind of going to view is more of a double top type formation probably in the weekly corn chart. And then since we sliced through the April low, that is probably one of the more negative features probably in the corn chart, is that when we slice through the April low, is not going to look good on a monthly chart. And that kind of and actually it hit a lot of sell signals here on the way down here. So most of your fun crowd that's watching some of these technicals, they started bailing yesterday, and we did see some more bailing here today. But we'll have to kind of see where we're at tomorrow. We've done an awful lot of decline in here for 1 week, basically since the crop's really not totally in the ground yet, and we still have some worries yet in the northern areas, but they do have a window here to plant and try to get caught up. before the heavy rains come in, and there are areas early next week. But there's no doubt about it that the corn chart has done some technical damage, at least for the time being, and one now has to probably view that we're in a corrective decline from that winter-spring advance. The only question here now is where do we stabilize, and then before we get ready for the next leg up.
Okay, so a couple of things you have said tell me that you're not willing to give up the upside potential. One, you said it's a corrective decline. The other, you talked about a double top, and I do seem to recall you believe double tops are made to be broken. So are you still feeling confident or at least of the idea that this market may have upside potential in it yet?
I think longer term here there is some upside in it, but I do have to acknowledge, when we got generally friendly news, as far as I considered it friendly news in last week's crop report, the market reversed down, and we basically haven't looked back. That is a very strong signal that at least the general attitude of the market is that wasn't enough to keep the spring rally going, and now we're looking at basically, a fairly active planting pace last week. We caught up to average. Once we get to this point, the trade kind of assumes that we're going to go ahead and get the crop planted, and that's what's being reflected in the market. I think Monday's number is going to be real important to see how far along those northern areas that were far behind, how much progress they've made. Because then we're going to be getting into the, and depending on what kind of weather they get early next week, then we're going to be getting into a kind of a nail biter of whether or not all those acres will get planted, or they'll start triggering that prevent plant date, which is like May 25th or so.
And so I suppose really what you're trying to tell me is that the trade is making the switch from old crop leading to new crop leading at this point. Is that right for corn?
And I think that's the case, and I think they're probably maybe jumping the conclusion a little too quick, because there is USA did recognize the demand factor in old crop corn by bumping up exports to 1.9. The carryout is 1150 or thereabouts.
Mm-hmm.
And for all practicality, if you look at another way of looking at trend line yields, where this 165 that USDA is using is probably out of reach, and something more like 160 to 161 is more realistic. And then if you put a stronger, a higher demand factor in the balance sheet for the 14-15, we're really not going to build stocks like USDA's report implied, unless we just have a real perfect summer.
Yeah, so you're thinking, what, 1.4, 1.5 instead of 1.7 for carryout?
Yeah, I think basically if we do raise ending stocks any in the coming year, it's going to be, 100 or a couple hundred million. It's not going to be nothing like the 1.7
mm-hmm.
That the USDA number basically or balance sheet reflects.
On that note, I'll let you go. Thanks so much.
Very well.
That's Dan Zwicker. He's at CGB Enterprises in Mandeville, Louisiana.